Judge Jeanine Pirro.
She's the outspoken host.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
New York discretion with no objections. She demands order in her court. This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
On 77 WABC. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. It is a Sunday morning that is, a little dark and a little dreary in New York, and I was ready to talk about one topic, which I'll definitely talk about, but I got to tell you, I just saw something on CNN that really made me spin. And what they were saying, I looked at the chyron, which is the message at the bottom of the screen, and it says, Trump pushes conspiracy theories on election fraud. Well, let me tell you, folks, he doesn't have to push conspiracy theories because Donald Trump has affidavits, lawsuits, and evidence that he has every right to bring into courts across this country, especially in those states that are swing states where the numbers can be changed depending upon the depth of the fraud. And the most important part of our democracy right now is that we get it right. And I love that the media has called the election for Joe Biden. But as I told you last week, the media has no power and no control over who wins an election. In a presidential election year, it is the Board of Electors, after a certification, that decide whether or not a particular candidate has won that state and is going on to be the president. And I must tell you how disgusted I am, and I don't know if you are, but with the Democrats basically telling us to be quiet, accept it, we're destroying democracy, and that we're doing everything un-American by questioning the fact that we have information and affidavits. And let me be real clear on something. An affidavit is a sworn statement signed by an individual under penalty of perjury, and that individual knows that if he or she lies in the statement, that they can go to jail for perjury. Now, there are hundreds of affidavits across the country that reflect irregularities, that reflect possible illegalities, and at the very least demand a recount or at least a review of what has gone on in this past election. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In Pennsylvania, poll watchers were kept at a distance of 60 feet where they had to try to check the integrity of vote counters with binoculars. In Michigan, 38,000 ballots were delivered at 3:45 a.m., and Republicans were prevented from counting. You've seen this on TV. The windows were taped so nobody could see what was going on in the building. And magically, numbers are turning up out of nowhere. And I don't have proof for this, and maybe someone will come up with it. But it seemed that right after President Trump, on election night at 2:30, said we're going to wait and see, it seemed that everything stopped until the next day. And the next day, in those states that President Trump was winning, all of a sudden, all the ballots were coming in for Joe Biden. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a prosecutor. I'm a judge. I put my evidence behind my allegations. It's what I've done for years. And that's why what I'm telling you this morning is going to be based on affidavits, not just what I think, what I feel, what I know. And we've got affidavits across this country that indicate that there are irregularities at the very least. A trailer in Pennsylvania that contained a large number of shredded ballots, they say that were for Trump. A woman from Michigan swore that she received 7 ballots that she never even asked for. We've got secretaries of state in Georgia, a Supreme Court judge in Pennsylvania who violated the Constitution, which is why a Supreme Court Justice Alito came in and said, I want those ballots segregated. And I want you to think about this for a minute. A Supreme Court justice comes in and he says, I want those ballots segregated that came in after the election, where this Supreme Court justice decided that they could come in after the election date. And do you think that the ballots that they're saving are the ones that came in after Election Day? How do we know? How do we know unless we have someone who has seen those ballots come in from the beginning to the end? And that's what's frustrating to me. We've got people turning over and over. We've got different people, people who can't see. This one's over here. This one's over there. How do we know that what the courts are ultimately looking at is what came in after the election? There are too many questions here, and I'll tell you why we've got the questions. We've got the questions because COVID was used as a prophylactic to prevent Americans from exercising their constitutional right to vote and to exercise the fundamental right of one man, one vote. Where we have affidavits, people telling us, I never asked for a ballot, but I got six of them. Where we've got the Secretary of State in Georgia who's saying, look, you know, what I'm going to do is I don't care if the signature on the mail-in ballot matches what's on the voter registration roll. In fact, I'm not even going to look at it. Well, hey, if that ain't teed up for corruption, I don't know what is. So this morning, I want to go through a lot of this. We're going to be talking with my guest, Kayleigh McEnany, a little bit after 11:30. She is a lawyer. She is brilliant. You've seen her. She is a machine when it comes to facts and what's going on with these lawsuits. I also want to tell you a little bit about what the question of the week was last week, and I'll segue into that for a minute. Last week, the question of the week was, how many states will have lawsuits from the Trump campaign? Now, I want to give you all a compliment. I know that my listeners are really, really smart because you guys got it right. Now, the people who said that there would be only 1 to 3 states that will have a lawsuit spinning off of the election were 31%. The people who said that the only 3 to 5 states would have lawsuits was 25%. 5 or more states where there would be lawsuits, 71.7%. So, by the way, 1 to 3 was 3%, not 31%. Okay, 1 to 3, 3%, 3 to 5, 25%, 5 or more, 71.7%. Well, that's absolutely what we have here. We have the swing states of Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all of those swing states having lawsuits. And, you know, the amazing part is at midnight on Election Day, President Trump was ahead in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And then one by one, the facts started coming in, and the next day he wasn't. So my concern and my information right now is going to pretty much wait until the courts rule on this. But a United States Supreme Court justice has said, hold those ballots in Pennsylvania. Why? Because a Supreme Court justice in Pennsylvania didn't have the right to change the rules. Only the legislature can under Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution. The legislature refused to do it, so they went to a friendly judge. This is not the America we want, folks. So what I want I want to now take a few of your phone calls. And Mira in Queens, welcome to WABC. You're on Sunday mornings with Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers.
Good morning, Judge Jeanine. Good
morning.
I'm so honored to speak with you, and I'm excited. So I'll try to contain that so that I can be logical. I know a lot of people across this great land of ours that is fearful of how this election has gone. They are fearful, and it saddens them greatly. And I'm being kind by saying that because they're in tears most of the time. That recounting will do nothing to get us justice. Okay? And I've thought of this, and I would like to put this idea to you, and I'll be happy to listen. And there are one question and one suggestion. What would it take to attach our fingerprints to our taxes and that be a part of the system that we use.
All right, so use a fingerprint if you want to vote. That sounds very, very 2000, very forward. It's something we could do in the future, but I'm sure they'd come up with a reason that it discriminates against Democrats. But and your second thought?
My second thought or question, rather, is, and I know this goes beyond what all of your attempts are, all of everyone that's fighting for this, mm-hmm. which we appreciate so much. I must let you know this. Everyone that I know, and I know people beyond this, we are so appreciative. You guys will never probably hear this. How, because we are so doubtful of a recount getting us justice, how do we apply or how do we force, because this has been forced upon us, how do we force a complete re-election?
Okay, all right. Listen, Mira, thank you. There's no way to force a re-election. If you don't like the results of the election, we've got to accept them. But in the meantime, there are lawsuits across the country. Some of them don't involve recounts. Some of them involve simply, you know, eliminating ballots that came in after an election day. We'll see what the Supreme Court does with that. But in the end, you know, this is all going to be in the courts. And by the way, the electors don't meet until December 14th. So there's a lot to do. And what we've got to do is just continue to go forward with, you know, our efforts to get all the evidence that we can and to put them together in lawsuits just as we have.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show.
She's the outspoken host.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Talking about
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation supports Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, and they build smart homes for our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans. Help America's heroes by donating $11 a month at tunneltotowers.org. That's tunneltotowers.org. All right, welcome back. I want to talk to you about an interview that I had with Sidney Powell last night. Sidney Powell, of course, Trump campaign attorney, and I talked to her about Dominion, which is a software company. And I asked her to describe the company and the allegations that are being made that this is a company that has impacted the election, especially in swing states. So she said, and I'm reading the transcript, we're talking about the alteration and changes in millions of votes, some being dumped that were for President Trump, some being flipped that were for President Trump, computers being overwritten to ignore signatures, all kinds of different means of manipulating the Dominion and Smartmatic software that, of course, we would not expect Dominion or Smartmatic to admit. And she says that they're collecting evidence through a fire hose as hundreds of American patriots across the country are stepping forward with what they know about this issue, including some well-known people who are taking great risks to do so. She says there's statistical evidence and all kinds of mathematical evidence, essentially forensic evidence, that cannot be disputed. Of course, Dominion has come out and said, oh, no, nothing like that happened. So this is one of the issues that I think one of my first callers was referencing when she said recount. It may not be a recount. It may simply be the elimination of some ballots. But I want to hear from you. Let's go to line four, Joe in Manhattan. Joe, you're on Sunday Mornings Futures. It's Sunday Mornings with Judge Jeanine.
Hello, Judge. How are you?
I'm good. What's cooking?
I got a few very important points, and I'll be brief. Everything old is new again. History repeats itself. Judge, this is 1960 all over again. Sam Giancana fixed the election in Chicago, in Illinois, and with the pressure in the unions in West Virginia. He was the capo di tutti capi, a disgrace to Italian-Americans. And he was at the behest of Papa Joe Kennedy. And also Mayor Daley. Ask Rudy Giuliani. He knows about this.
Well, he certainly does. He knows a lot about it. That's why he's running a lot of the lawsuits that are now part of this election. You know what? I don't think anybody can question. Look, President Trump got 10 million more votes than he did the last time he ran. Everybody, we kept the House, we kept the Senate, except, but I'm going to talk about that in the next segment with the Senate. But why did we win all the down ballot races? And then the president got 10 million more votes, but now they say Joe Biden got more votes. This guy really got more votes. The guy who admitted he had the largest computer fraud organization ever. You know, none of this makes any sense. So I absolutely agree with you. Okay, let's go to Xavier from Brooklyn. Welcome to Sunday Morning Show, Judge Jeanine, Tunnel to Towers.
Hello.
Hi. Xavier?
Hi. Yes. This voting fraud thing is a real problem. I think that Trump should try and set up some kind of commission to look into it.
Well, you know, setting up a commission is fine. And, you know, we had a commission after Benghazi that told us what we had already learned from the commission after the what was the ship that was blown up? We have commissions after commissions. OK. And in the end, all they do is nobody gets blamed. Nobody gets accused. Nobody gets fired. And that's the end of it. They move on. It's a lot of it is just a waste of money. What we need is accountability. What we need is for the American people to understand what's going on. And what we need is to not have COVID being used as an effort to bring in and change the election mechanism right before the election. Look, everything was changed before this election. And, you know, I have a lawsuit in front of me filed by Lynn Wood, the plaintiff, one of the most brilliant legal minds in the country, against the Secretary of State in Georgia. And basically what he's saying is, look, the Secretary of State unilaterally changed the Constitution when he said that the signature that's on the registration of ballots in the registrar's office doesn't have to match. And in the end, we'll see whether or not the state buys that complaint. And when you override a statutory procedure by power that doesn't belong to you, then those votes have to be thrown out. So to me, it's not a recount. To me, it's all about making sure that we get this thing right and maybe having a re-election in certain states or just dismissing those votes. It's going to be crazy over the next few weeks. Let's go to Patricia from Brooklyn. Welcome to WABC, Patricia.
Good morning, Judge Jeanine. I admire you so much, but I just would like to say this. Your listeners can go to Pod Save America 1024. They posted a video of Joe Biden, and I am going to quote what this man said. "I don't need you to get elected. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics."
You are so right. You are so right, Patricia. Thank you. And the truth is that for some reason, you know, he just came right out and said it. And the truth is, when people say things, maybe you need to believe them. So now I'll go to Ryan in Rockland County. Welcome to WABC, Ryan.
All right. Good morning, Jeanine.
Morning.
And, you know, back earlier in the year when it was all known China sent this virus to Europe, it sent it to America, I said China's going to get away with it. They put it right in our face. Nothing has been done to it. It's turned this country upside down. It's turned Europe upside down. Now, the same thing with this election. Now, for years, I've always said you've had illegals voting in our elections and all types of fraud addition to that. And basically, you are overthrowing my government, I would always say, and emphasize that. Everyone knows there's voter fraud. That's the point I'm making. Why weren't there any precautions put in? You know the hot spots. I mean, listen, you hear Giuliani and Trump speak and their advisors speak. Philadelphia, Detroit are two big hot spots for voter fraud. Wouldn't you be doing something pre-election to get around that to see if you could do more? Because
Ryan, you hit the nail on the head. We knew it was coming. I had Jim Jordan on my show last night, and Jim Jordan talked about a report that they issued from his committee in Congress teeing up this whole election for fraud. And, you know, we know that Eric Holder had the former attorney general for Obama was ready with 600 lawyers on election day to hit it everywhere. I don't know what was going on. And obviously, a lot of us like you are frustrated with what's going on here. So Tony from White Plains, talk to me. Welcome to WABC Sunday mornings.
Yeah, hi, Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine, there's like three or four things that really beat the president. One was George Floyd. The other one was the China virus. And the other one is the corrupt media. And Judge Jeanine, I mean, we're all frustrated. What about all these other scandals that were going nowhere? You got Clinton's, Comey, I mean, Biden's. I mean, you can go on and on and on. And it was supposed to come out, this guy from Connecticut with the report and all of that. It's going nowhere.
Hey,
this,
Tony.
This looks like it's going to be the same thing.
Tony, I couldn't agree with you more. And I've actually spoken to the president about this. We started with Jeff Sessions, that wuss, who probably spent his whole year, 2 years under his desk, afraid of everybody else. And then now we got Bill Barr. Where's the Durham report? Where's the prosecution of Clinton, Comey, McCabe, Strzok? Where are they? Where are the prosecutors? Where's justice? Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk about what Chuck Schumer has lined up for America, and you're not going to like it. Stay with us.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
It's the perfect time for a verdict, and you heard it here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. We're all fired up here. We seem to have evidence of fraud. The question is it sufficient enough to overturn the election? Are the margins close enough where it will require a recount? Or is the Dominion software system so mismanaged or corrupt that Dominion, in spite of denying that there's a problem, those votes will have to be eliminated? We've got a lot going on today, and I want to welcome my next guest, someone who's in the middle of everything, and that's Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, as you know, is the whippersnapper, smart as a whip, who was out there with the press for the president and is going to tell us about some of the lawsuits that are going on in America today on the election. Welcome, Kayleigh.
Hey, Judge. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. I know you got a lot going on in your life. You got a beautiful baby, and I'm sure there are other things you'd rather do. But obviously, we're in the middle of a crisis here. We've got CNN complaining that we're having a hissy fit. We've got with Chuck Schumer telling us to forget it. They're ready to change America. Too much is on the line. Tens and hundreds of thousands in D.C. yesterday who are upset about what they think is the ultimate outcome of this election. Is this election over, Kayleigh?
No, it's not by a long stretch. And we're fighting for the 71 million people who voted for the president. There was a system that was designed many months in advance to prop up Joe Biden to ensure that he would be the winner. What they did was they took a pandemic, used it as an excuse to make an electoral epidemic with mass mail out voting, with an insecure system, a system that was designed, again, to prop up Democrats with all sorts of issues, like in Pennsylvania, where in seven Democrat counties, you could fix your ballot in advance if it was defective, but not in the other 60 counties, mainly red counties. So we're fighting this in court, and we're hopeful that the courts will recognize how unconstitutional this election truly was.
Well, what do you mean, Kayleigh McEnany, when you say that in seven Democrat counties in Pennsylvania, where you and I already know that a Supreme Court justice, after the legislature refused to do it, Supreme Court justice decided that he would change election rules in violation of Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution. But what does it mean that they allowed the Dems to fix the ballots, but not those who lived in Republican counties mostly?
Yeah, so the Pennsylvania Supreme Court issued a ruling, and they said there is no way to pre-cure your ballot. That means if you mail in a ballot and something's defective, that you don't sign it or it doesn't have a date, that there's no way to fix it in advance. Because under Pennsylvania law, when the mail-in ballots come in, they're supposed to be stored under lock and key, and only at 7 a.m. on election day are they allowed to inspect the ballots. They can't open them before election day. They must be under lock and key. But in seven counties, Democrat counties, they were either opening the ballots or holding them up to the light, identifying defects, and informing either the Democrat Party or third-party organizations to go contact these voters and have them come in and fix it. Meanwhile, in the other 60 Republican counties, they were just following the rules, following the law of the land, not doing that. So you had to be extra enfranchisement, if you will, of Democrats and an under-enfranchisement of Republicans. And it's a clear violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
Right, right. And by giving the Democrats an earlier shot at curing their ballots, what does that mean to the person who's listening to us right now? Curing the ballot, like now I can sign it the way the envelope reads? What does that mean?
Exactly. There's all sorts of rules and regulations when it comes to mail-in ballots. So in Pennsylvania, you have to put your ballot in what's called a secrecy sleeve so that if someone's holding the ballot up to the light, they can't see who you voted for. Your ballot only counts if you have the secrecy sleeve. It only counts if it has a signature, a date, and an address. So Democrats who were lacking in one of those areas were allowed to fix it in advance, but Republicans were not. And the Secretary of State, who's an avowed anti-Trump leftist,
right,
knew what she was doing was wrong, sent an email at 8:38 p.m. the night before the election to all 67 counties. By the way, here's a way to fix ballots. You can identify defective ones, give it to third parties so people can come in and fix it.
All right, so she was covering
this.
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So she's covering. All right, so the message to Americans, to New Yorkers, who Kayleigh McEnany, I have to tell you, are very frustrated. A lot of them think that it's over. It's not over. Look, you and I both know that unless the margin of corruption is significant, I mean, it may not change the vote in a particular county or state. But with Dominion and with this lawsuit that Lynn Wood has filed in Georgia, where he basically says, you know, the Secretary of State in Georgia entered into an agreement with Stacey Abrams and said, okay, we're not going to require you, to make sure that the signature conforms with what's on file in the registrar's office. What'll happen with that?
Yeah, you know, it's a real travesty what went on in Georgia. And this is, again, I started the interview by saying they designed a system meant to be insecure, meant to favor Democrats. And by not doing signature match, you're allowing in all sorts of ballots, some that were likely fraudulent. If the signatures don't match, you have to ask yourself why. But they were not doing signature match in Georgia. And it's a real problem. But look, as you said, we will pursue these lawsuits. We'll see what happens with the vote count. But this is a matter important for this election and for elections to come. We cannot allow this to happen again.
All right. Kayleigh McEnany from the White House. I mean, you are the press secretary and chief person in the White House. I don't know. You know, Kayleigh, you have a lot of talents and you are a brilliant attorney. You articulate your message clearly and lucidly. And we are delighted to have you on Sunday mornings with Judge Jeanine. I think that in the end, nothing is over until those electors vote in December. And the hope is that Americans will have an opportunity, to see some justice done, whether it's they'd rather see it now than in the future.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much, Judge Jeanine, for having me. It's always an honor to join you.
Thank you. All right, everyone, that was Kayleigh McEnany from the White House press secretary. And, the thing about this Dominion software that you've been hearing about is that there's an allegation that they drag and drop Trump votes and then they delete the folders. And even Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, the New York Times felt that Dominion was not a company that was reliable and a company that would, you know, be able to truthfully and accurately assess votes. So that we're going to hear a lot more about that this week. But I want to talk about Georgia for a minute. You know, Georgia is where there's going to be a runoff election, and that runoff election between two candidates for the United States Senate, both of them senators right now with Democrats, is being seen as a tipping point. It will decide the direction of the country. And in that regard, I want you to listen to the good old Chuck Schumer and how he sees the Georgia election playing out.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
All right, now we take Georgia, and then we change America. What the heck is he talking about? I'll tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about a Senate that is going to pass everything that Joe Biden and the progressives want, whether it's the Green New Deal, socialism, whether it's locking down the country, and make no mistake, my bet is that Joe Biden, if he is the president on December 14th, as the electors go to vote, they're going to lock this country down and kiss your business goodbye. Anyway, let's hear from some of my listeners, from Robert in Manhattan. Welcome to Sunday Mornings with Judge Jeanine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Judge Jeanine.
How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question.
Yeah.
How come Bill Barr doesn't order an audit of the election results or the ballots?
Robert, that's a great question. I mean, where is Bill Barr? Where has Bill Barr been? Where is the Durham report? Where are the prosecutions? Donald Trump has done everything he can but go run the Department of Justice himself, and you know he'd get into all a mess if he tried to do that. I mean, I'm not impressed with anybody yet. And right now, you know, today's date is what? Today's date is it's November 14th. Is that the date today or the 15th? Yeah, the 15th. Come on, everybody. Who's going to be held accountable? One guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, the low-level FBI lawyer on all this fraud on the FISA court. I don't want to go in a different direction, but you got my sense about Bill Barr. Anyway, you have Friends of the Court hotline, line six, Jay from New Jersey. Talk to me, Jay.
Yeah, Judge Jeanine, the one thing we have to really focus on is it's going to come down to if we're going to be able to change this to the proper winner here, Trump, is the Supreme Court. And we need five votes. So let's get focused on that.
Okay. All right. You're right. It is. If it gets to the Supreme Court, I think the Lynn Wood lawsuit, I think that one will go to the Supreme Court because it's a constitutional question. The Secretary of State went outside of his powers and decided that because Stacey Abrams was suing, that he'd agree to change the way to vote, which you can't do as a Secretary of State. Legislature has to do it. And the Supreme Court, in some way, with Justice Alito segregating the ballots, has indicated that it's got some interest in this. So let's see what's going on. All right. We've got Gene from North Carolina. Gene, welcome to Sunday Mornings with Judge Jeanine Towers, Tunnel Towers Foundation.
Thanks for taking my call, Judge. My question is, can you find all the ballots that have voted for Biden only without any the down ballot votes being cast, and physically find them and take a sample and get the fingerprints from them to see if they came from the same set of fingerprints of people?
Well, that's an interesting question, and you're looking for forensic evidence. You know, in order to get the fingerprints, everybody has to be fingerprinted. You're only going to be able to connect them with people who already have their fingerprints in a system. And in addition to that, I think what you're referring to, and it's a great question, what you're referring to is the fact that allegedly there are thousands of ballots that only have Joe Biden, a vote for Joe Biden, and no down ballot races. Just Joe Biden, Joe Biden, as if they only had time to fill in Joe Biden. And let me tell you why that makes no sense. Because if the Republicans kept the Senate, and so far we have, and if we took seats in the House when the Dems said it was going to be a blue wave and they were going to have the House, and good old Nancy standing in front of her $25,000 freezer with her $10 a pint ice cream, you know, they're so proud of themselves that they were going to take the House. They lost seats in the House. We gained seats in the House. And with 10 million more votes for the president than last time, it makes no sense that Joe Biden won. If I've got 10 million more votes for the president, if the down ballot races and all the legislatures are all Republican, then you tell me how Joe Biden won. But that is not an argument that you can make in court. You've got to have evidence for that. Let's see. Kathy in New Jersey, welcome to Sunday Mornings with Judge Jeanine, WABC.
Thank you. Hi, Judge.
Hi.
I was wondering what happened to the investigations. Like Michael Bloomberg dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into Florida to get the convicts to vote. And Ilhan Omar was allegedly giving out hundreds of dollars for ballot harvesting. A couple of days before the election, the Democrats dumped a couple hundred million into Pennsylvania.
Well, Kathy, you know what? It's a great question. And, you know, what happens to these people who've got millions of dollars who say, I'm going to have the felons vote? Well, that's illegal. You cannot pay people to vote. You cannot pay people to move to Georgia. You cannot pay people to vote a certain way. That's a crime. So Kathy's question is a great question. What happens? Who knows? Who knows? We need a system with accountability. We had a president who demanded it, and then all of a sudden the swamp is in play. All of a sudden, you know, Sessions is nowhere to be found. And then Bill Barr, that we all said, let's give him a chance. Well, I haven't heard anything from Bill Barr. And it's frustrating. And as a DA myself, nobody got away with things in my county. I mean, if you did something wrong, you did it wrong. End of the story. But for some reason, that Washington is a cesspool. Now, Joe from Staten Island, talk to me.
Quick question for you. How can we prove with that Dominion thing? And if we do prove it, what happens then? Could they be disqualified or what happens?
Good question, Joe. Look, we're just unearthing what's going on with Dominion. And as I said, Sidney Powell, who's involved in that, and she's a real hero, was on my show last night and talked about Dominion. She basically said that she talked about all the people and the money that's created Dominion. She said the money creating it came out of Venezuela and Cuba. It was created for the express purpose of being able to alter votes and secure the reelection of Hugo Chavez and then Maduro. They've used it in Argentina. And there's an American citizen, she said, who exported it to other countries. And it's one huge, huge criminal conspiracy that she says that Sidney Powell says should be investigated by military intelligence for its national security implications. So what we've got right now is we've got people who are in a position to get the evidence. And when they do, either those votes will not be counted or there'll be a recount. Too soon to tell, but it's all about evidence.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show.
She's the outspoken host.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11. Join them on their mission to do good and support America's heroes. Donate $11 a month at tunneltotowers.org. All right. What a powerful morning it has been. Justice has been served. Now, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it ain't over till it's over. It's not over till December 14th when the electors vote. And right now we have the most questioned presidential election in history. And don't think this is the first time it's happened. In 2020, the Democrats kept taking this case, or their case, and their candidate, Al Gore, to the Supreme Court until December 13th. That's a month from now that the Democrats refused to concede and took their case on the presidential election to the United States Supreme Court. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton may have mouthed the words, but they had a recount in Wisconsin, and then there were efforts to do recounts in Michigan and Pennsylvania. That wasn't solved until December. So at the very least, based on this unusual election, and folks, this has been the most unusual election in American history, with this pandemic being used to tee up opportunities to create voter fraud. It is different this time. There are people who are changing the rules, changing the Constitution, people doing things that are questionable that we've never seen before, not being able to be poll watchers and look at the ballots, being prevented from coming in, dead people voting. I got an affidavit from a mother who said her son is dead, but they said he voted in two elections. I mean, come on, guys. That's why the voter registration rolls were never even purged of dead people. They needed to keep them there so they could vote. That's what's going on in America today. And I'm fed up, and so are you. So I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to think for one second that this thing is over until it's over. And yesterday in D.C., with hundreds of thousands in Washington demanding justice, recognizing that something is awry, we knew and we recognized that we have a voice in this country. We have a voice to demand why a judge in Pennsylvania went outside his power to extend the deadline to receive mail-in ballots after the legislature refused to do so. Pennsylvania, my friends, is a swing state. The only constitutional body that can do so refused to do so. And why did a Trump-hating Secretary of State in Georgia agree to change the rule in a deal he had with Stacey Abrams? Come on. And I believe in the resurrection. Okay, I'm a Catholic. But I don't think that dead people are coming out and voting. I just don't. So the question now, ultimately, is will any of these allegations affect a sufficient number of votes to change the results of the election? Maybe yes and maybe no, but we don't know yet. Got that? We don't know yet. So I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to say it's over. I don't want you to be in a position where anybody beats you down and says, you know what? Just be American. You're being un-American because you're not in a position to concede. And the left now wants to talk about bringing the country together. Are you crazy? They created 4 years of chaos, accusing Donald Trump of sowing doubt in our democracy, saying that his questioning the election is a dangerous thing, as if an electoral process being changed in the middle of an election is no big deal. Like, a little fraud's okay, guys. And then they lash out at any challenge to the voting, casting it as a temper tantrum. So the left, I want you to know, boycotted the president's inauguration. They marched on Washington in their pussy hats, and they had a hissy fit for 4 years. They spied on Trump before he was even president. For 3 years, we heard he was an illegitimate president, that Russia tipped the scales in his favor. He was accused of being a Putin puppet. He was a fascist. He was a Nazi. We were spit at, refused service, cursed at, maligned, screamed at, boycotted, and canceled. Our businesses were burnt, looted, and destroyed. There was chaos. Defund the police. And President Trump was not given a moment's peace. He was impeached over a legitimate phone call. And that was a political move by the group that brought us resist, impeach, and burn down the cities that extorted us with their chaos. The question for next week is, do you think it's over? Go to WABC.com and vote. We'll give you the results next week. Is it over? I don't think so. Be here next week, because I'm going to be here and I'm still teed off.